The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do your questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous with joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything that was written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are picking up from where we left off yesterday with the story of the apostles moving away from Jerusalem and on the road to Emmaus, and how they encountered the Lord and recognized the Lord in the breaking of the bread. And now they are back into this house somewhere in Jerusalem where the 10 apostles and some disciples were gathered. Thomas was not there, he's somewhere. And so they were sharing, and it's interesting how even in that gathering, there are still some of the apostles who are not completely sold to the idea that Jesus was risen from the dead. Now, we need to realize that Luke is also writing about the reality of the times in which he's living in. Luke wrote for the Greeks. Greeks understood, Greeks believe in the duality of the human being. There is the soul and there is the body. The body is not important. You can get rid of the body. The soul is the only thing that is important, because the soul ascends into the world of forms, the world of perfection. And so the body is not important. Luke is writing against that, because for the Jewish imagination and also for the Christian imagination, the body and the soul are one. It's the person is a union of both body and soul. For the Greeks, only the soul, the body is unimportant, the body is a prison. That's why there's so much emphasis on the bodiliness of the incarnation of the resurrection of the Lord. And so you hear words like "touch and see." Know that I am not a ghost. Know that I am not a ghost. And it's really a bodily resurrection. It is not a ghost. It is not a spirit. We also have to remind ourselves that even in the late 1800s and early 1900s, there is a movement. There is a movement within the Christian tradition of denying the reality of resurrection. And so it's a body, and yet there is something different about that body. St. Paul described the body as a spiritual body, or what we call a glorified body. It is no longer bound by time and space. That's why the Lord is able to appear to them even without opening the doors. That is a spiritual body, the glorified body. And yet, it is not all spirit, because like Jesus said, touch me, and know that a ghost does not have flesh and bone. And more than that, he also asked for food. A spirit does not eat. So this is a wonderful thing and something that's very difficult to wrap their minds and even our minds around. A body that is spiritual and yet can be touched and even appreciate food. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up today is because this is very instructive for all of us. The body of Jesus that has been resurrected is exactly the body that we will have in our resurrection or when we get to heaven. Remember, and do not make the mistake of comforting each other. You know, when someone died, don't worry, your son or your wife or your husband is now an angel of God. That's wrong. This is exactly how we will be in heaven and in resurrection, like Jesus, a spiritual, glorified body that can be touched, that can be seen, and can even enjoy food. And so, my friends, rejoice in the fact that the resurrection of the Lord is also our resurrection. This is indeed the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we are glad.